This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
News matters. It matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody.
Yeah.
It's brought to you by Gosling Electric. We begin with the talk about beer. And this company.
You want some?
No.
Beer.
You want to swallow?
No.
Give me a swallow of that.
Swallow.
Swill of that swill.
So Anheuser-Busch wants stores and restaurants to stop using their term domestic beer and start using this instead. What do you think they want to change it to?
I don't know. Like
domestic, that means like home, meaning like
home beer? I'll say home.
I think I hear domestic now, I think it's followed up by terrorist.
Oh.
Yeah.
Domestic terrorist. So they're trying to get away from domestic. Home.
So rather than saying domestic beer, they want us to start saying American beer instead. So their CEO sent a memo out to everyone arguing that American is much stronger than...
Wait a minute, brother.
Hold on, brother.
I have American beer. Because that's what Hogan's beer... you hear me say his name? Ha ha. No one can say his name unless you think about it. If you're just casually talking, you call him Honk Hongan, you call him Huck Hagen. No one says his name right unless really thinking about it.
Say it, brother.
He has real American build, Bill.
Bill.
I'm done. I'm leaving early, Mark. Can't talk right no more.
Yeah, I need you.
According to this, Budweiser already uses the slogan, Great American Lager.
Great American Lager.
Their CEO wants stores and restaurants to stop using domestic for any beer made in the U.S., and he sent a memo out to all the distributors, encouraged them to start using the term American beer, and he said, quote, it's about time the whole industry begins to unilaterally use one of the strongest adjectives available to us, American. He said domestic should be reserved for less glamorous things.
Like... maybe beers that go by initials, three of them in particular. I don't know.
I just don't think, you know, should you change beer if you like it? Don't mess, because a lot of men are stoic and they don't like
change.
Don't
break my IPA.
They don't like change in their lives. So
don't go change.
But nobody ever calls it a, they just call it what the name is. They don't say, this is a domestic.
But, yeah.
American, not domestic.
That's true.
Margaret. They don't even say import. Like, I'm drinking an
import.
Remember
in movies and TV shows, they would just go up to the bar, I'll have a beer.
Give me a beer.
I'll have a beer.
Whatever you got on draft, buddy.
I said a beer.
And you remember.
Michelob Ultra is now going to be Michelob Supremacist. They've changed it.
Wow.
They've changed it now.
Anheuser-Busch lost a ton of business to the Bud Light boycott in 2023. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
So winning those people back might have something to do with it, according to CNN's report. So we'll see what happens.
That's amazing how that spread. The Mulvaney situation.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Off of what was what? One can? That whole thing?
I don't know what the truth of that really was. I've heard all kind of different stuff. I've heard from people in the beverage industry that said different things. So I don't know.
I mean, they're really hurt.
I don't know.
But, you know, I mean, I don't want to go too far into it, but, you know.
Oh, yeah, I like Stella. I haven't had that in a while. You ever have Stella?
Not in a long time.
Oh, man. I haven't either, but I'm just looking over their...
I like the glasses. Mm.
Their brand portfolio
like the name
right now.
Stella.
Stella Artois.
I like the beer glasses. I don't always drink. You know, I got the Stella. I got the Guinness beer glass.
It's Guinness.
Oh, that one, too.
Yeah.
It's very fresh.
The pint glasses.
That's Cole Stout's beer.
Stella Artois.
Coach Cole, shout out.
All right.
Saw you at the Christmas parade last year. Looked good.
Is he playing Rob Zombie?
If somebody wanted to make a joke about your late dad, would you let them?
Sure. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, no.
I mean, I might,
what the joke is. If I think my daddy would think it was funny, then yes.
I might even tag it for you.
I agree. If it was something funny about my dad, sure, probably true. So Amy Schumer got permission from Kim Kardashian to joke about her late dad.
What?
Where? Why?
In her new movie, Kind of Pregnant, the joke.
That's now a movie, too?
Uh-huh. The joke references her late father, Robert Kardashian, and his role as O.J. Simpson's defense attorney.
See, why would you even bring it up? Why would that be a thought in your head to, like, I want to say this, but let me ask and see if I can say it.
I think I know why. What's the streaming platform for her thing? Is it Netflix?
Netflix, yes.
Boom.
Nailed it.
Boom.
I don't get the connection.
OJ documentary. They stay in that same terrain. Okay. Terrarium, whatever it is.
The one you grow plants in, one animals.
Their own ecosystem where they sit there and they mention stuff in their own life. I'll hear WWE now mentioning Netflix references. I'm like, yo, it's smart. Staying in. It's like in our world, it's like, you know, the Odyssey firmament we're in. You know,
yep.
I just don't mention other people.
Well, before the script was completely finalized for Netflix,
except Stone Man,
you guys know it, Fatty. See what he propped up, Fatty.
For her permission, and she says, "quote I said I want to make this joke. I asked if she would mind, and she didn't. So how cool is she? She's like, yeah, do the one about my dad defending a murderer. She was that chill.
Appreciate you letting me make fun of your family. While I get paid for it.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Bizarre.
Kind of bizarre.
I just don't get that mentality of, you know, comedians will say, well, that's why we're here. You know, we make situations, uncomfortable situations, funny. Because they say somebody's got a joke about it. But, like, you don't have to.
No, why does everything have to be funny about something serious?
Everything doesn't have to be addressed, touched on, joked about.
No. True.
It just seems like an excuse to be in. Dick.
I think that's why I dislike some comedians so much. It's like, okay, enough.
But that's the roasting mentality that we've been in, where a lot of that really is, you know, I've participated in those before, and I had no ill will toward the people that it was being roasted. It was just all in, like, good fun stuff. Mm-hmm. But I did ask ahead of time about one, and I was given the okay to go
ahead.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, but...
Stuart Spinks.
But was it an okay, like, sure, and then we'll see how the reaction goes? Or you felt confident, like a strong okay, like, I promise you it's okay, do it. See, I'd be nervous, like, you're saying okay.
But are you meaning
okay? Is it his okay, or is it you think it's, They said it was okay. And
do what you want.
You know, he ended up enjoying it.
Thank God.
I will never say it again.
You would not have enjoyed any more chicken biscuits if you didn't like it.
I know, man. You don't get any more gas.
None. Get out.
That free car wash thing's not going to work anymore.
He's got wonderful donuts, too. You would not get any.
The donuts there, you're actually very true on that, dude.
I want to buy them all so nobody else can have them.
They smell wonderful, too.
Oh, God.
If you can make a convenience store smell good, you already got me. Because traditionally, they don't.
Oh, no.
You know it's true, girl.
They got a strawberry donut.
And Millie Vanilli, you just...
You did. Oh, my God.
Ooh, so, ooh, ooh. So 38% of people have done this.
Hooked up with a cousin.
Read a horror Harlequin novel.
French kissed her dad.
No, ew, no. They become friends with someone they initially dated. Is that friend zoning them?
You became friends with someone and then started dating them after?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought it was the other way. Like, you decided it wasn't going to work out, but we can still be friends.
Yeah, like that. They've become platonic friends after they've dated. Like, they're friends.
Can you still squeeze boobs if you're
you platonic? Cannot. There's no touching. Well, you're friends. Look at one.
See, there's not really... Well, I could ask Paige. Fatboy, of course, married his high school sweetheart and, you know...
We just went to high school at different times.
Well, still. But, like, Paige, you... You think I had to put this without putting my foot in my mouth. And I'm really not trying to at all. Yeah. Have you remained like friends, like not just Facebook friends, but like true friends with people that have entered your body?
Of course, except for one that I had to get a restraining order against.
Oh, see, there's always the one.
And then there's another one that I wouldn't say we're friends, but we're co-workers. Cordial.
Oh. I feel like no matter what you do to Paige, enough time would
such
pass.
Such a forgiving person.
Yeah, to like any previous situation would be okay.
Yep. And plus, I'm a Christian, so Christians forgive. On the person that was the worst to me, except for the restraining order guy, but the one that I speak of all the time that was kind of crazy.
There's no kinda.
Okay,
no
it was
kinda.
Crazy.
That guy
I don't
was
get that
nuts.
Situation.
But I still talk to, I don't have a conversation, but he sends me music and tells me, you know, he thinks about me all the time. And I said, but you need to get me out of your head because you're married and you have two children with somebody else.
You were very forgiving.
Let me say, you can block him.
I don't hate him.
You should. I don't want to get into your personal life, but you should.
Yeah, you probably.
You're deemed
really
to
should.
Repeat. Not necessarily
not
with him.
Not with him.
But trust me, babe.
But
please.
I mean,
well,
after,
you're just
after all this
I didn't
stuff,
mean
HR.
I said it like Babe Ruth. After, for a minute, she was in pinstripes.
I have never been with someone who like was so good 1 minute and snap for the next.
Yeah, that's called crazy.
Yeah.
Just screw loose.
Yeah.
And this dude's got kids.
Two children.
I hope they don't suffer
and,
the same
know,
fate.
Then he's like, well, I want you to know I'm a different person now. Oh, I quit drinking. I'm like, well, hallelujah.
And he's married with kids and still communicating with you. So he's changed.
Yeah, I don't have conversations.
T-Mobile, cut off her
that
internet.
Are inappropriate with him.
You know where I'm petty about this? Because I would be like, okay, you're better in your new situation. I don't care. How do I benefit from it? You were a dick to me. I don't care if you're nice to anybody else.
Yeah. All he's doing is just bringing back the stuff up in her head. I'm talking about you like you're not here. But you know what? I love you. Do what you want to do. That sounded dickish, but I mean, I can't like tell you not to do it, but I'm telling you,
but
you're
you
just
know,
too nice.
I just don't. It does. When I get a message like, hey, how are you doing? I sent you this song because I listened to it and I thought about you today. And I say, don't think about me. Why do you, I don't think about you at all.
So block him.
I'm not someone who goes through and blocks people. I don't hate
it's
people.
Fun.
I mean, unless I have to block you because you're crazy and you come to my house 7 times a day and cry that I've broken up with you.
Or you stay in Facebook friend request purgatory. Or you don't ever get out. I'll look at you for a couple seconds, but I'm going to leave you in there.
Yeah, but like on DMs, so if you read them, the other person can see that you read it. So if you leave it on red, you're kind of being a dick because you can swipe it back over to make it look like it says unread.
And,
but if you leave it on red, you're being a dick.
And
you
I
really
would be
are.
Honest yep. if his wife contacted me and said, I don't want you. I said, look, he's talking to me and I've heard a lot about you and I'm glad that you're happy because he was a hellion to
no,
me.
Make me your legacy contact.
You would love that flex. If she messages you and says, quit talking to him, and then you say, he messaged me.
I wouldn't. Like, that wouldn't be flexing. I would just say,
that's an ego flex.
I think you're the love of his life, and he's happy because he loves his beautiful children. The time that I was with them.
You ought to be glad he's not in jail. We're going to take a break and come back. I love you. I do. I watch out for you. I was talking to Fatboy. We're going to take a break. We're going to come
go
back.
Hug.
More Rise Guys right after this. Good morning, everybody.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com. Everything you need.
This is
yes!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. Or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Go to the gym with me one day. No, I won't video nothing or whatever. We'll just. I think that'd be a fun little thing.
I don't like that because I tell you what happens. I go at night in the evenings.
Oh, Jesus.
Which is a stupid time.
Yeah, it is.
Because between 5 and 8.
Take advantage of these.
It's too crowded.
This great schedule that we have here.
They will have
the afternoon.
There'll be 4 or 5 guys just hanging out and talking. Like, work out. This is why you don't work out with people. Because you want to sit there and talk and you don't get anything done.
Yeah. I put my little earbuds in, and I told you before I went in there with a dead battery. I still put them in so nobody talks to me.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't care.
That's great.
I mean, just not any kind of better than, holier than thou thing. I just want to get in there and get it done and go on to the next one.
Do you work out with a trainer, or you just do it on your own?
No, I got a routine that was laid out with me my diet plan, and that person doesn't go with me though.
You try to make it a full hour?
Yeah, I can do that pretty easily.
Try to stretch it a little bit.
Sometimes an hour, hour and a half.
Good for you.
Yeah.
I got so beat up the other night, I'm like, you know what? I gotta go in the locker room and just sit down for a second. Now I pride myself on locker room etiquette. I know how it works.
Can't be naked.
Well, wait a damn second.
you're about to talk about a naked man, so she's like sitting here just steaming for it.
No, I've heard stories before with people that have shocked you boys, going in there and, you know, the shower thing.
That story I wasn't a part of from back in the day when you guys saw the guy in the locker room.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I was.
That was very aggressive.
My point of reference.
Wasn't there for that one, but, you know. Well, you got the locker room etiquette. You kind of know how it works. If somebody's going to be naked, you don't really look. You might take a peek, but, I mean, that's it. And that's only if you can help it.
But what is the can't help with that? Like you see like the peripheral of the eye is very interesting, isn't it? I mean, it really is. Like,
yeah,
the way our eyes can dial straight ahead, but like I'm looking straight ahead. I see this monitor in front of Fat Boy, but I also see that that light is on, and I can see the TV is on. I can't tell you what's on the TV, but I see it. So if you see like a protrusion to your left, you're going to glance at it?
If somebody walks in here now naked, a guy.
Oh.
Are we?
He's just turned around toward the door and put her legs in the air.
Hello.
She's going to start snail trailing across the room.
I don't think so.
if a guy walks in here naked now, are we drawn to his package because we're identifying, like, by instinct, if he's like a match, like a man or not? So we're like, we just look at that first and we're like, okay. No, not a match. We go on. Or some people be like, oh, it's a match.
It's just the elephant in the room.
Call Chris in engineering. Have him strip down and walk in. Well, we would know
just,
then.
Like, it just draws your attention to it.
All right, at some point today, I'm going to walk in here butt-ass naked. And you tell me what you saw.
You're not going to go to the eyes first?
No, like, I just feel like maybe this is something you don't feel like.
The lack of clothing would draw you. You're absolutely right. The lack of clothing would draw you. They would zoom right in. Yeah.
Anything you're not used to seeing that much of, you're definitely going to look at it.
Yeah, and it's the fact that it's a dangling appendage that would be a little.
Well, hopefully it was.
Unnerving.
Hopefully it wasn't. Like
no, this definitely
a
was.
A hunting dog.
Yeah.
I go to sit down.
Like David walking in.
Thank you very much. This is pretty big, actually. I do tricks.
It sounds like you should with a voice like that, David Blaine.
So I sit down, I'm taking the buds out, you know, and I'm kind of looking down at this point, but like I'm real close because this guy just walks in and his locker is two lockers down. I use the cheap ones that have the locks on them already.
What do you take in there with you?
Well, you know, my keys and my wallet. I just throw it in there. I don't like hanging the keys up.
Oh, I don't take my wallet in.
People have stolen it before.
My thing's on my key. Anyway, go ahead.
I don't have a thing. I got to check in with the app and all that stuff. Okay. Maybe. Maybe I do.
Maybe you don't.
So I'm sitting there, and the guy, like, he kind of cuts me off a little, so he's in my line of sight, and he gets naked because he's about to get in the shower, and it was by far the biggest one I've ever seen in my life.
I knew it!
And this wasn't a glance. This was like a full-on look, and I know the dude knows I was looking at him, and I'm like...
It's like a cartoon where your eyeballs came out of your head.
Kind of like
I know this is kind of irrelevant, but was he a tall guy or short guy? Because that was
not what I was expecting you to ask at all.
What were you expecting?
Well, I'll tell you, first off, it looked uncomfortable.
Okay.
Like it was like it hurt.
So he looked like a tripod.
But the thing is, this guy, if he was a shade under 75 years old, I'll kiss your ass. He was old. And he was he was already kind of hunched over. It was tough for him to walk around.
Do you think it grows bigger as you get old?
Hell no.
Well, you know, your testicles and your ears
they do.
As a man always grow.
But oh, that's
this
awful.
Guy, he looked like he was already kind of he due to being so old, he was kind of doubled over a little bit. He had kind of a little bit of a hunchback.
Like, show me with your arm. I don't want to be too graphic because Hendrix doesn't have the time to meet, and I don't either.
Time to meet.
As if it was
We'd have to do a Zoomer for stick. It. And I don't want to do that either. I don't like having important meetings by Zoom.
Me neither.
In his natural state with what was already there, you could easily look and say.
Elbow to fingertip.
At least.
Jesus.
A foot?
It was, I'm telling you, man. It was nuts. I'd never seen anything like it.
It was nuts.
And now I'm.
what was it now?
I hope.
I'm basing this too off a buddy of mine, who's got a similar situation.
Look, but don't tell anyone about me.
He was very hard for him to keep a girl.
I could see
like
that
he couldn't do it. It was always an issue that came up. And of course, it's impressive with the buddies at first, but like as far as the females go, it was.
What?
And I don't get it.
It's impressive with the dudes.
Because, like, it's a.
Oh, they like that.
I get that in some regard, the way we'd always talk about Robert Gibson from the Rock and Roll Express.
You know how we are by association. You know somebody that's like that, and you look at it, and you're like, you know what? I salute you, dude. And for some reason, because you're a dude, too, you feel like it's some small victory because this guy's got one of these. And even though we don't, he's a dude, and we're dudes, and we all bond over it over some reason.
It's like you're naked in there, and if he has a bigger one, he has the right of way. Okay, you won.
Gosh, I've never really had that mindset before, though.
It's odd, man.
The thing with the Rock and Roll Express, I mean, that was just like you heard the rumors, and then to be back there with the boys and getting ready for the wrestling, and the dude walks by with nothing on at all, and you're like,
I think it's the opposite for women. We don't care how big you are.
I tell you, well, I think you do when it comes to the point of what this guy's got going on. I just feel like it was so cumbersome to him now, his overall disposition, because he's in the physical condition he's in, plus he's dealing with this.
My God.
That he can't really do anything with anymore.
Or it would probably be difficult to put all that in a diaper, maybe.
I mean, it's got to be tricky. Now, when he was young and coming up back in his day,
oh, Lord.
I'm sure he was popular, but now, and he probably still could be. There are people that would overlook his physical slouch and his, you know, balding and kind of one eye bigger than the other.
Was his sloth in there?
Dude, he was rough, man. He shouldn't have been in the gym by himself. And I know he like saw me looking at him like full on, but like, why would you not?
What is this text, man? Now, this is interesting. Have you guys noticed people that you knew that had really big Johnsons? First off, they called it Johnsons. Great. Folks that you've known who have really big Johnsons are also not the smartest people in the world.
That
right?
Mm-hmm. Or the skinny guy theory. If you're like, you know, real skinny, say you're like, you know, 6'5", 80 pounds.
Uh-huh.
Like, you're going to have
80 pounds. Yes, of course you are.
Like, that's where all the blood goes.
I don't know why it is. It's an anomaly.
But there's no blood in your brain to think.
You think during, like, during pregnancy or whatever, something happened where, like, more blood ran down there than did to the brain? And
something happened.
What if, for instance, you have a child and the child is like twice as endowed as you are, you're like, where did this genetics come from? Not me.
Just like you can't figure it out. You can't
I'd go to Mari.
Whose baby are you?
Not my child. He's just such an old guy. I really feel bad for you, man, because it was hard for him to walk. And he's...
You think that's what was pulling him over?
I'm thinking now it had to have been, man. I'm telling you.
Do you think that's why some men have canes?
Had to have been. And the way that other people...
That explains my bad posture now.
The locker room is crowded at this point at night. You could tell other people are trying not to look at him, but I was like, come on. I've been staring at the guy for like a minute. You ain't going to look at him? When are you going to see that again?
It's like that girl at the bar that time. Don't say which one. But remember, one of her eyelashes had fallen off and nobody told her. And she's walking around with like, she's like two-faced.
Oh, no.
Like literally, like the lipstick was on and the rouge and all the base or whatever. But like, you could completely tell like, she looked like she was doing Victor Victoria, turning back side to side. It was the scariest thing ever.
I love the Rise Guys. The Rise
Guys. Break it down. Live from CallRob.com studios here in Greenville, South Carolina. What's up, Mark Hendricks?
Yeah.
It's time to say, hey, famous people. Born today on February 6th, 2025. Are we not born on this? Born on February 6th, let's just say. Not born today. We wouldn't know you to be famous yet. Happy birthday!
Oh!
Suck it.
Yeah, you can play along, Mark, and everybody else.
Everyone else.
We'll start with this fella.
Rick Astley. Oh.
It is Rick Astley's birthday. You got this. You got
Together Forever.
Never do more. Together Forever with you.
How old is this dude?
I'll say that he's every day of 64.
Ooh.
And so,
65.
Oh, you're aging my boy, Rick Astley. He's not even in his 60s
yet. There's no way, really.
59 years old for Richard Astley.
By the way, Fat Boy, I got a DM from Marty Jannetty. He said, for you, get to F yourself.
Okay. We forgot about Marty Monday.
You forgot about Marty.
Marty Monday.
Sorry, it should have been Marty Monday.
Is he going to be?
We were going to dress like the Rockers, too, and wear the tags off the biceps.
I was going to throw Fat Boy through the glass window here in the room.
Okay, that's hurtful.
Shh, don't tell anybody there's not one.
That's hurtful.
Let me tell you something.
something.
These GNR boys all had birthdays around the same time. We had Duff a couple days ago.
Mm-hmm. Is he?
Is he? And now we got this gentleman.
Buckethead.
Nope, not Buckethead.
W. Axel.
It is Axel's birthday.
Oh, wow.
AXL Rose. He gets up around 11. Never gets up on time. Or is it whenever?
Who are you? Is this Heaven's Door?
I got the wrong one. Is Heaven Door is two
I'm
doors down?
I'm going to go whatever Paige says.
Oh, I mean, don't ask me.
This is.
I say 63.
Are you going to stick with
me? Yeah. She, I mean, these, she's,
I don't know.
This is her world. Yes.
She don't, I don't know. You should stick with it. He is 63 years old today. Matthew, you better not be listening to Use the Illusion. Either one of them.
The two version. It says Uzi Suicide on the back of it. Preacher?
No, she just comes and takes it.
She did, because it said Uzi Suicide.
Don't you listen to Get in the Ring.
I think that was Axl Rose's production company or something. It just said Uzi Suicide. I don't know. That's subliminal. It's, like, it's not subliminal. That's it's not, written right there.
Not a good way to go.
I don't want you listening to You Could Be Mine or So What from Metallica.
Plus, I think it'd be difficult. I'm not going to make it. I'm not making a joke about this, but that's kind of like Uzi Suicide, like
violent.
I mean,
sounds impossible.
It kind of does.
To be honest with you, I mean, come on.
Gatling gun suicide.
Gatlinburg gun.
How old? Who?
Axl Rose.
Who?
We already did.
Axl.
Yes, we've already done him.
63.
Right. Happy birthday.
This is the King of the Hill theme song.
Oh, shoot.
And it's not Stephen Root's birthday. And the voice of Dale Gribble's left us. That's why we can't get new episodes.
I was wondering.
It's not Mike Judge's birthday.
Man, you just got to say it. That ain't my cuppa.
It might be Peggy Hill's birthday.
Oh, okay.
And she also might have been in all the Sister Act movies and both Hocus Pocuses.
Kathy and Jimmy?
It is Kathy and Jimmy's birthday. Nay, Jimmy, if you're redneck enough to say it that way.
Nah, Jimmy.
Nah. Kathy. She's great.
She's funny.
I always see her as Peggy Hill, though.
I'm going to say 62 also. She looks like 64. Axl Rose.
Paige is a little closer.
63.
65. 68.
Oh, my goodness.
Old.
Bless her heart.
For Kathy and Naomi.
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 Nah.
We're a little light on birthdays today.
Uh-oh.
We don't have many left.
Well, just like your loafers.
I don't know if you're interested in guessing.
Twinkle toes.
Twinkle toes. He's not Fred Flintstone bowling.
Well, let's go.
Was that a gay reference on the Flintstones and they called him Twinkle Toes?
I mean, come on. Was it?
Twinkle Toes, Flintstone. Wow. That just hit me like a ton of bricks. Yeah. I mean, I know he was a chauvinist pig. Still.
Yeah, are you familiar with Fabian? Do you remember Fabian?
Yeah, my mom did.
Well, it is his birthday.
Oh, gosh.
I'm throwing him in because...
We're a little light on the birthday.
Are we
going
to play a Fabian song?
No. I don't have any of that.
I don't
know this dude. I'm being honest.
I mean, that's like from the 60s. So you add 70 years to that, and then they were probably in their 20s. I'm going to say that person is like 91.
89.
Fabian is 82 years old. This gentleman used to do the news for NBC.
Chairman Jeremy Poor, Tom Brokaw.
Back in the day.
NBC Nightly News.
Somebody sent me an envelope with anthrax all over the back of it.
It was a cold envelope, too. I thought it was an NBA draft.
Brokaw was there for a lot of events over his career. Very storied career.
I have the only autograph that one of the few that I asked for was his.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
I don't remember signing anything for you. Maybe
I did.
Is this going to page?
Dummy me didn't ask for Trump's autograph. I wanted his water bottle.
I wanted him to sign my painting that someone that I care about deeply painted for me.
Why do you want my bottle?
No,
let me take a swig out of it. Don't clone me.
This is a little weird. You want my bottle? I don't know why you want the bottle.
Cost, man. This is a presidential bottle of water now.
And what are you going to do with
huge.
It?
Just sitting it in my office at home right now.
Away from the tested.
I keep it away from the sun so the sun doesn't evaporate the Trump water.
Don't keep it on the left side, please. Thank you.
It's only on the right-hand side of the desk.
I knew that Tom Brokaw was sick. He has multiple myeloma.
Oh, his age is 83.
Is a rare and incurable blood cancer.
83? Bless his heart.
Yeah.
No.
What'd you say?
83.
Oh, 85.
Again, you got to trust Paige because she cheats like hell. 85 years old today for old TB. I want to go fishing.
Sure, I'm poor.
I'm going to fish in Montana.
You're turning him into Dolomite now.
Like, what? Hang on now.
I'm fishing in Montana.
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 Happy heavenly birthday.
What's up, McFrugal?
Who? Who's in heaven?
I'm about to damn tell you, Paige, if you STFU for a second.
Yeah, John Cena finisher.
We got a few happy heavenlies, and feel free to comment because we got a little time here. Rip Torn.
Oh, man.
Happy heavenly birthday.
What show was he on?
Well, I remember him most from, he was on Larry Sanders' show, but Freddie Got Fingered, that movie with Tom Green.
The dad.
Daddy, would you like some sausage?
God bless. What a maniacal movie that is. Like, just maniacal.
Men in Black, he was in that movie.
Yeah, Men in Black, I think it's his big crowning achievement.
Rip would have been 94 years old today. Mommy, tear down this wall.
Oh, Ronald Reagan. Oh.
The 40th U.S. President Ronald Reagan would have been 114 years
Good
old.
Gracious, Ronnie.
Yep. On this day, actually, 1998, Washington National Airport was renamed Reagan National Airport.
Nice.
I think you get a library and a post office, too.
He was loved. He was.
She became the first African-American to win a Grammy for Best New Artist in 1976.
Donna Summer?
Nope. Natalie Cole would have been 75 years old.
That's
today.
Nat King's daughter.
Yep. This will be... Never lasted
her
love
brother,
for me.
Her brother, Bud, never amounted to much. It's mainly his name.
Oh.
Bud Cole.
I did not see this guy's movie, but he would have had a big one today. He didn't shoot the sheriff.
Bob.
Bob Marley. Bob Marley would have been 80 today.
Good Lord.
Shout out to all his sons. Met one of his sons, Marley Kai family. Manning.
Ziggy.
Yep.
Harpo.
I think they had a dog named Marley as well.
I'm thinking of Mark's brothers. Never mind.
Richard.
Carl.
Skid.
Skid Marks.
And Pac.
Yeah.
our last happily
happy birthday
to the Sultan of SWAT,
the Bambino,
the great Bambino. Babe Ruth would have been 130 years old today.
God, this is 1895.
Goodness.
Yeah. 1890. Yeah. He left this in 1948.
There's something to that about being an orphan and turning into like an incredible athlete. There's something to that.
Because nobody looked out for you or cared for you.
I mean,
you had to put all your time into your craft.
He grew up
faith in yourself.
Catholic orphanage and was abused and
the Caliph of Clout, this says.
I've never heard that. Linda Ruth's grandpa.
Linda Ruth Tosetti. Gotta have you back on the show. Is there like a Bart shot we could talk to somewhere? Did she have a son or a nephew?
God, is there a Georgina Steinbrenner?
I mean, there's Hank, right? There's Steinbrenner sons we can get on.
Oh, that's true. He's got two, right?
Is there like a Ned Williams we can talk to, like an old brother or this, that was somewhat younger?
I've got Donald Sterling III on hold if you're interested.
That would be interesting.
Thank you for listening to today's show. Hope you had a good time. I challenge you and your friends to say horror Harlequin novels. I still can't. Join us tomorrow at brand new Facebook Fussing. That was today. The FOF line.
Oh, it's back.
Do you have time for a teaser?
No, we don't.
Okay. That's tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. God bless America. Happy birthday, Babe Ruth. It is good.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby. Bye.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here.
If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.